This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN on this Monday, March 15th. I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
Oh, I know Lithgow.
And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Doug Danny Gilmore Glover. Liked a tweet of mine.
And Michael missed all the fireworks earlier.
Well, we'll get there right now.
Oh, good.
Good evening to Michael.
I understand you watching it, John. Don.
And good evening to Don as well. And good evening to myself. I do trim my body quite a bit. You know, it's late. It's late, but I'll tell you what. It could be there. It could be there.
Maybe That's you just right. blew up the bracket.
By the way, I mean, guys, this is big. Drop Madness this year brought to you by Wendy's.
Yeah, this is huge. What are we, year 4 or 5?
I think it's 5. I have the whole read here, Peter. I'd like to get people
Please,
to know.
Please, go ahead.
Starting this Thursday, it's a highly anticipated return of the Michael Kay Show's Drop Madness, presented by our good friends at Wendy's. Have your dials tuned to 98.7 ESPN at 3 p.m. and be ready to cast votes for each matchup at TMKS ESPN on Twitter. Drop Madness is presented by Wendy's, where quality is our recipe. Wendy's, we got you. Sponsored. That's how big it is.
Now, Don, we talked earlier about how the tournament this year is interesting. Schedule is different. Your first four, the play-in games, are Thursday. So if you've been thinking that the tournament is like normal, Tuesday, Wednesday, play-in games, Thursday tournament, no. Play-in games Thursday. Now, there are a few big teams in the play-in games, some big programs you wouldn't normally expect to see there because it is a weird year, including a matchup that just is wild for that situation. UCLA and Michigan State playing at 9:57 on TBS Thursday night to make the tournament. And then the first round will be Friday and Saturday. And we talked about, Don, you know, the weirdness of not getting to have those Thursday all day meaningful games. Of course, we'll have the play-in games. And Don, it actually, you know, the nice part is they start at 5 o'clock. It's not all day, so it's not the same kind of deal. But, Don, I already have
Why
a benefit.
Why are you talking to Don? I'm here, too.
Michael, well, because Don's the one who said he – Don, sorry, Michael, you weren't here. Don said earlier he was bummed out about not having a Thursday of games. And I agree. But, A, we will have games on Monday. The end of the second round will be Monday. And for me,
Why
Don,
do
I already
that way?
So we were talking about that earlier. I mean, we're imagining it's just COVID restrictions and a way of trying to spread things out, but I don't really understand the benefit.
Well, I don't either.
I'm assuming that normally these would be Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Wednesday.
The play-ins Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday, Saturday, and Friday, Sunday.
Maybe Tuesday was too quick a turnaround for them to get into the bubble and be cleared.
That's probably it, Don. That wow, he is smart.
Well, I was thinking the same thing, but then why? Okay, so they can't do that till Thursday, which is why everything's just delayed by a day. Because after that, they're having the same amount of games per day. Nothing's different after that. It's just right. All been shifted by a day.
So they probably needed 3 days of quarantine.
Don?
Yes.
You call yourself a moron who has no business being here. No, a genius. A man who should be respected. But again, I already got a win because of this, because Maryland's first-round game against UConn is Saturday night 7:20. So instead of having to have some day where, yeah, it's fun when it's on during the show, but it's really hard to enjoy, I know I will be firmly rested in my hotel down the street from the WWE Thunderdome by myself, quarantining, watching Maryland UConn Saturday night. I'm very excited.
UConn's going to win that game. You don't go against a Hurley brother. You don't
know the first thing about the UConn team this year. Don't lie.
Oh, yeah? I'm a big Danny Hurley fan. You know that.
You're a Danny Hurley ferret?
I'm a Danny Hurley ferret. That's right. I have to ask you something, Peter.
Go ahead.
I got a chance to ask you off the air. So you're sending tweets out either toward the end of last week or over the weekend, and you're clearly in a restaurant, and you have your canine with you.
You can use his name. You don't have to use that.
All right. So you
term.
Have Bear with you sitting on a chair in a restaurant. What restaurant allows dogs in there?
Hold on. You know I'm not eating inside anywhere. What do you think I am, an animal?
It looked like you were inside.
No. Very much outside in an open air, not one of these fake outsides where you're bubbled in. There's a cover on one side. I think we were just covered on top.
But and you're taking a seat up, a coveted seat with a dog.
Well, it was a table for four.
Well, they could have brought somebody. These restaurants.
You think they're to squeeze strangers next to us?
During COVID, you can't eat inside, but you can eat outside, but strangers have to share your table.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
It's like Albon Payne or whatever it is.
By the way, Don, I don't know if you saw the pictures. They were tremendous, but.
I did not see them.
Boy, I can't believe the size cake you ate. I thought you were losing weight.
I didn't finish the cake that night.
Well, maybe you could have choked on it. It was enormous.
And you should have seen the parm we had. By the way, this was Maison Pickle, which is 84th.
Is that any relation to Jacobs?
That's right. It's his other. It's one of his other restaurants.
Wow.
84th and Broadway. And
so one Friday after a Yankee game, I give you a call. Let's go to Maison
Done.
Pickle Hub. Okay.
And he will roll out the red carpet. What would you eat there? Oh no, they have plenty.
Parm.
They have steak frites. They have amazing parm, chicken parm, eggplant parm. You won't touch eggplant parm, will you?
I might. That might be one of the things I try.
I have zero interest in that. Trying to pass that off as meat?
No, that's not what an eggplant parm's doing.
Sure it is.
No, I've never
thought that. It's kind of disguised as meat. They want you
chicken
to
parm,
think, yeah.
Veal parm, eggplant
no,
parm.
No, it's so different, though. I mean, a chicken
parm. I don't
like it. Okay.
I don't want a veggie sandwich. Okay.
No, wait. It's not a sandwich, Don.
No, but if you get it like no, but Michael, am I wrong? Like everything that they have for veal or chicken,
it's on that
or meatball,
right?
They try to pass.
But
all of a sudden, eggplant tries to join the party. No, you're not invited. Not in the La Greca house.
Not part of the parm party is what you're saying.
You're out. Parm should be exclusively for
chicken, veal,
and chicken
meatballs, right?
By the way, I was in Jersey over the weekend, Don. It did have a delicious, delicious Jersey sub. Just delightful.
What town? Can you reveal what town you were in?
Midland Park.
Oh, wow. Midland Park is the town next to where I grew up.
Oh, really?
You could have dropped by and saw Mrs. La Greca.
I did a little baseball card shopping over the weekend, and I went and got a delicious sandwich.
Gary V got into your veins, didn't he?
No, it wasn't Gary V, but I'll tell you what. Take a look at this, baby. Michael, I told you I was doing it. Here it is. Juan Soto, Gem Mint 10, Refractor Rookie, baby. And also, you know
how
this
much?
Is going to... I paid $100 for the Juan Soto.
Okay.
And then how about this? Zion Williamson, Gem Mint 10, Hoops Panini Rookie Card.
Look
just a
that,
couple
dude.
Investment pieces.
So Midland Park. Wow, that's awesome.
It was fun. Isn't
there Godwin Avenue?
And we stopped at a gas station. I went inside to get water, and the gentleman inside gave me a free slice of pizza from the gas station.
Why?
It was tremendous.
But why did he give you a free slice of pizza?
Well, that was where the story got interesting. I don't know exactly what was going on there, but he did say to me, if I see any open vacancies for, like, businesses on the Upper West Side, let him know maybe we could open a pizza place. I said, sir, I just met you at a gas station. I don't know. It's
well, how did he know you were from Jersey? Or from the West Side. I don't get it.
He said, you live around here. I said, no, I live in New York. He said, oh, what part of New York? I said, Upper West Side. He said, maybe we could do a pizza place there. I said, I don't know if I'm opening a pizza restaurant.
So was the pizza at a gas station actually up to that level that could be served?
I got to tell you, it was delicious.
So the guy is spinning the dough with grease on his hands from changing oil.
I don't know if it's the same guy.
Somehow it tastes good.
I don't know if it's the same guy. All right, guys, let's dive in.
You were a stone's throw away, Peter. Stone's throw.
From Hawthorne?
From Hawthorne
Clixies?
And from Gypsy Pond, where I'd have all the Budweiser nips.
Oh, I could have gone swimming in Gypsy Pond.
I don't know if it's even still there, but.
What, they drained the pond?
I don't know. I mean, the environment's kind of gotten away from us a little bit.
Budweiser nips over at Gypsy Pond.
So Clixie's gone and Gypsy Pond is gone. I mean, your childhood has disappeared.
It's gone. Everything's gone. This is sad. Guys, let's talk Tourney for a second. Let's hear from Seth Greenberg, who, according to the, what it says here, I guess he did a live appearance at the B&H store. That's Barton Hahn. It's Barton Hahn. Here's Seth Greenberg on how tough this tournament's going to be.
I think this will be very similar to the NBA championship. This will be the most difficult championship any team can win because there's no other championship where you wake up in the morning, taking a test, and hoping that you test negative so that you can play. And then you've got to go and figure out preparations for the opponent that you're going to play against.
Was Hahn part of Barton Hahn today? Because he also did the morning show.
It's a busy man.
Filling in for Zubin.
Wait,
what's he doing?
Who filled in for Zubin today?
Wow.
Zubin's all excited because of Rutgers being in the tournament.
So is Dan Grasso.
Oh.
What about Chris Carlin? The big fella.
Chris Carlin, we're going to talk about this with him later. He didn't go to Rutgers. And you know how Don and I feel about rooting for a team you didn't go to. I don't get it.
But does he root for Rutgers basketball?
Yeah, he used to do it. I know he does Rutgers play-by-play on football.
He used to do basketball.
He did basketball. Right.
Okay, but he doesn't anymore, so back off. You're not part of the
school.
Yeah, but
you can understand that there's a lot of ties. I mean, I'll root for Rutgers because they're local and they're, like, down the street from my house, but I'm not going to go crazy because I didn't go there. But if you did play-by-play for football and basketball for years and still do football, you're kind of an alumna-jace.
What about my good friend Dave Rothenberg, how he's going gaga over Georgetown making it?
It's sickening. I don't get it. I don't get how you could be that into a college team and you didn't go to that school. I don't get it.
And you went to another school. I can see if you didn't go to college and you wanted to adopt a school. But if you went to another school and then you're rooting for this one, what did Dave go to? DeVry?
That's why I'm never with you guys on this. Dave went to a university that I'm not 100% sure is even accredited. So let him root for Georgetown. Now, Indiana did not make the tournament in four seasons under Archie Miller. He's out.
Archie is out. And
speaking of the Big Ten, the William Hill Sportsbook has acknowledged that Michigan would be the worst possible result as a winner for sportsbooks. They're 6-1 to win the whole thing, and yet they're a totally viable potential winner. As opposed to Gonzaga, who, and this isn't surprising, guys, Gonzaga's undefeated this year. On top of that, I just feel like most people, even more than most years, have no idea what happened this year.
Right.
Gonzaga's 2-1 to win the whole thing. Betting them to win a regular game.
One of those, like Tiger Woods things. Do you take Tiger or the field? Is it to that level?
I mean, Andrew, are you taken aback by that at all? I know they had a great year, but 2-1?
That's incredibly high. I mean, they're clearly the best team in the country. But to go to Don's point of them or the field, there are some big – like Illinois is excellent. So I don't know. I'd be a little bit worried about them or the field. I might still go the field on that. But Gonzaga, it's clearly their tournament to lose.
And we haven't had an undefeated team since Indiana,
76,
right?
76, yeah.
God, do you guys ever spend any time thinking about how great Maryland's 2002 run was?
No, you know what? I gotta be honest. I've never spent even a nanosecond thinking about it.
In 2002.
I just want to say one thing while everyone has their great laugh. And Andrew remembers this and probably appreciated it because he's a good man. The last four games for Maryland starting the Sweet 16, you realize they beat Kentucky, UConn, Kansas, and then Indiana to win the whole thing? Do you realize that run? It's gonna happen again this year. Sure, we're 16-13 and a 10 seed, but you never know. That's the beauty of March Madness.
I'll say this, Michael. At least he went there.
Yeah, he did go there.
And not only that, not only did I go there, but if I had graduated in 4 years, I would have missed it. But guess what? Guess who wasn't capable of graduating in 4 years?
You.
This guy. So guess what? I was there. Fifth year,
so
baby.
You were super senior when they won.
Super duper senior. And I loved it. So
what do you attribute to that extra year?
You mean why?
Yeah.
Do you want the stoned in one of your years or what?
You want the truth?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would like to pawn myself in this group of squares as being the cool guy. However, I didn't take a sip of alcohol or smoke a marijuana doobie until I was 25 years old.
Interesting. That's way past college.
Exactly. So when I was in college, the reason I was not able to finish in 4 years is because I was working too much. I was at the radio station 25, 30 hours a week, and then I couldn't get enough credits done.
But Maryland is a pretty expensive school, right?
No. It was a state school. And at that time, even cheaper. My brother went to Brandeis, which at that time, in the 90s, was the most expensive school in the country at $30,000 a year, which now would get you like a semester at a lot of colleges.
At Fordham.
And, yeah.
Fordham's like $65,000.
Which is crazy. And Brandeis at the time, I think it was $27,000 or $30,000, and it was very expensive. When I went to Maryland, and I think it was $13,000 a year, and I told my parents I might need an extra year, they were like, "You're good. Don't worry about it. We got you for one more. Hold it down."
They spent another $13,000, so you could, like, unbelievable.
You think that was a bad call on their part? I could finish working? And you know what? You know, the radio thing worked out. They made their money back.
But if I were them, though, I'd say, "You're working. You pay for the last year. You've been working. That's why you can't finish school."
I made $6 an hour.
Well, you know what? Then you didn't make good decisions.
Well, listen, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. That's one of the benefits of coming from some level of privilege. While my parents weren't rich, I never had to fear that if it didn't work out for me, I couldn't go home. Now, I never did go home.
Aren't you lucky?
Well, hold on. Why are you bad-mouthing me for acknowledging my privilege? That's Ibar and I just discussed this today. The most you can do if you're someone who's from privilege is openly acknowledge you're from privilege. I had no connections. I was not rich. I went to a state school, but I never had to fear that if my DJing and radio didn't work out, that I'd be homeless. And that's privilege. I was able to pursue my dreams. And
I have a question to ask you about Ebro.
Go ahead.
Is there ever a point in the day, like a 10-minute point, that he's not on Twitter commenting?
Let's check right now.
I've never seen it. The only guy who's even close is Bomani Jones. Constant. Everything that happens in the world, they've got to comment on Twitter. You got to be off Twitter at some point.
Well, I just looked. Ebro last posted 5 minutes ago.
Unbelievable.
But hold on.
It's unbelievable.
But wait. Before that, his previous tweet, 2 whole hours ago.
Oh, he must have either been in the bathroom, which now you can still tweet there, or eating.
Right. No, he was on Instagram.
You got to switch it up sometimes. No, I make fun of him. But I will say this about him. He can enjoy Twitter more than I can because he has no problem when people hate his guts. Zero. Like, he can tweet whatever. Like, if I was him, I would just be trolling the world constantly because he doesn't get affected when people are like, "I hate you, I hope you die." He doesn't even look at it.
That's a gift.
It's a real gift. I would just randomly go on and troll and say things, just say I hated things people love, just sign off for the day. But I can't do it. I'm weak. I'm soft. I'm pathetic. Guys, we've talked about the excitement of heavyweight boxing and what it would do for the sport. Well, guess what? According to promoter Eddie Hearn, we don't just have one Joshua Fury fight. A two-fight deal to unify the heavyweight titles. They believe the deal is almost done with a site. The plan is in place. Both fights to take place this year. The first in June or July with a rematch in November or December. Guys, let's be real. I think Fury will crush Joshua. I don't think it'll be as compelling as I hope it would be. But if that fight was amazing, do you believe that a sold-out Wembley Stadium between two fighters from Great Britain, if they had an absolute war, do you think that could do a lot to boost the boxing business?
Yes.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
God!
It'd be so cool.
What if it's Butterbean in the Jackass movie? Like, are they going to want to do the second one?
It can't be that. I mean, Joshua's a solid, solid fighter, but we saw when he was here and lost to Andy Ruiz. His chin can be suspect. And you saw what Fury was able to do to Wilder, who is, I think, more powerful than Joshua. Not as refined a fighter as Joshua, but maybe a stronger fighter than Joshua. So, Don, I don't think it'll be like an instant knockout. I just think Fury's so right. challenging. Well, he's elusive. He's huge. He leans on you. He's a pain.
I got Joshua in the Bruce Arians category. You know, you come in the studio, do a good interview, you had me at hello.
Well, you guys remember, my dad loved him because of that interview too. And so I took my dad to the Joshua fight, and we were so excited. I haven't been to a sporting event with my dad in 30 years. And he was so excited to see Joshua, and Joshua got his clock clean. I mean, it was shocking to say it.
Your dad just, I mean, he doesn't pick winners. McGovern, Joshua, it's sad.
Oh, my God.
Hey, no, he won where it counted.
Where?
Mindy.
Marriage.
There you go.
Yeah. The Mindaroo.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Guys, good news for Mets fans. Carlos Carrasco is back throwing as of yesterday, tossing the ball from 75 feet for the first time since he shut himself down. And he expects, with a big smile, big broad smile, he said that he expects to be back for opening day.
Good.
That's good.
Big.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tonight, the big rivalry in town, or so we hope. Knicks-Nets, 7:30. Yes, ESPN. Emmanuel Quickly, the kid, was asked if there's any extra juice for this in-city rivalry.
Definitely, I think it's more juice. You know, it's kind of like I don't know if it's a rivalry, but, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the Duke, North Carolina, how they're so close to each other. Kentucky, Louisville, I was part of that. You know, how we're so close to each other. It's pretty cool to have another team in your backyard, and you kind of have to, you know, fight or take what you want as far as the game goes. And then playing against, as a rookie, playing against Kyrie and Harden is going to be really really fun for me. Grew up watching those guys a lot, so it's going to be, you know, an opportunity for me to take that challenge, and I'll have fun doing it.
Not exactly the quote you'd put on the movie poster.
And yeah,
well, it's not a rivalry.
You know, it's not a rivalry. It's like Duke, North Carolina, you know, the ultimate rivalry.
But I think he's talking about the proximity, not that there's anything to this, but hopefully that changes. Hopefully 24 hours from now, we're doing a lot of talk about a tremendous
game.
Oh,
whole 4 hours.
Big fight.
That'd be so fun.
Brawl.
That's what I want.
Hockey, a line brawl. Guys suspended for coming off the bench.
Oh, okay, that's too far. Players jump into the crowd, 82-game suspension.
I mean, you really have to go up there. There's only 1,800 people there.
Right.
Yeah, by the way.
You got to find people to go.
You need to spill it. You need to spill out into the tarp.
No, by the way, if Ron Artest were to get a drink thrown at him right now, he would never get the wrong fan.
Also, the fan that threw
it should
be
signed
up the pitch.
Right. That'll close things out, guys. Let's go to Yes. The Yes Network, which has a tremendous app. I downloaded it today. The Yes app is out and available for Yes subscribers.
One of the best apps I've ever seen.
Wow.
And we take your word for it.
No, it's tremendous. Let's hear from John Sterling on Yes, the broadcast with the Caster.
Well, basically, I've been doing two things. I've been watching you on Yes and saying, that's baseball, Susan.
Well, that's because I had asked him, Peter. The last time I worked with John was November 4th, 2001. What have you been doing in the 20 years since?
And then he lied right to your face.
Well, he was being pithy.
Oh, pithy. I'm not a big pithy guy.
I thought his best moment, honestly, the final call of the game.
Oh, well, guess what? I have it right here.
All right.
Struck him out swing. Ball game over. Yankees win. Yankees win. Exhibition game. In the ninth inning, one run, two hits, and one left. And there's your final. The Yankees win again, having a great spring. behind some great pitching, and the Yankees win the ball game 4-2.
Totally undersold it because it was spring training. Love it.
I mean, wait, does he normally not do spring training at all?
No, he does. He does it on the radio. Yeah.
So
not as many games as he used to.
Does he normally do the understated Yankees win in a preseason game?
I don't know if he does it that understated. That also, there was video of him doing it, so he totally mailed it in today with that. Yankees win. Yankees win.
Well, think about it. I got to tell you, if he hadn't done that, if he had done the real thing, I'm calling fraud on the guy.
He's not a fraud.
If
he did the real thing, then he was truly
feeling
visibly
it.
Excited, and he wouldn't have been fraudulent about it.
That'll do it for ENN on this Monday, March 15th.
Yannick Ngakoue, another one that gets away, signed with the Raiders for 2 years, $26 million. Not a bad player.
No, Ngakoue's
good. What
are
the Jets going to do? What are they doing?
Looks like not get anyone.
When we come back, I'm going to take my alma mater to task.
Okay.
And then we'll talk to the big fella, I believe. It's Kay LaGreca Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.